You're listening to Yen Sid's Broom Closet, where we sweep out all the dirt on the most magical place on Earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 4 of Yen Sid's Broom Closet, recorded live on January 24th, 2016. I'm Matt.
I'm Dez.
I'm Marilyn.
And we are sweeping out all the dirt on all things Walt Disney World. You're listening to us from Podomatic, iTunes, or Stitcher. And we have some very, very exciting things to discuss today.
But first things first. Happy Blizzard 2016!
You know, I've seen so many things go online. The one that I liked the best was Snowzilla. Yes, it was Snowzilla, but I don't think that was winning on
yes,
the hashtag.
Yes, we're speaking to you here from wonderfully snowy but sunny today, New Jersey, where we got, what, 25 inches?
Oh, more or less. Depends on where you measure it.
Yeah.
We look out our studio door, and there's a drift about, 3.5 feet. So we're dreaming hard of Walt Disney World today.
Yes.
And with that, our show today will consist, of course, of our news from around the world. We'll be discussing some additional news regarding the security updates that we discussed last time. Just a brief update on that. There's some new openings in Disney Springs that's going to be forthcoming. And some news with MDE. Next, we're going to take our walk in the parks. Des, what are we talking about then?
We're going to talk about all of the latest closings at Hollywood Studios. There is quite a list. Animal Kingdom has welcomed a new little
creature. Resident. He's so cute.
Little resident. There's going to be a new exhibit opening up as well, and one of their big shows are going to be closing for refurbishment for a couple months.
Then over to our resort respite,
where we will discuss the sister resorts of Port Orleans, French Quarter, and Riverside.
And when we take our trip over to our foodie files, we're going to be discussing what are the best character meals? That's a question that comes up quite a bit, and stay tuned for the answers.
I get that question a lot as a vacation planner for Disney. I get questions, what are great character meals for girls versus boys? Who will like what better? What characters can I find where? We have all the answers.
Then for our mouse tales, inspired by our wonderful weather that we've been experiencing this weekend, we thought, what is the best thing to do when you are at Walt Disney World in bad weather? So, these things and more on today's episode
of... We got burning questions.
So, first over to news. To update on what we had said last week regarding Disney adding all the security... Well, last week is... Was it last week or was it a week before?
It was a couple weeks ago.
No, at any rate.
It was last week, I think.
I think we did it a week ago. We're starting to get more regular at this.
I don't even know.
Much to our fans' chagrin.
Chagrin.
No. At any rate.
Yes, we're here to torture you folks.
Apparently. Disney has confirmed that since they had added all their added security and metal detectors... They had been using a private security firm. Pictures had shown that it was called CSC Event Staff. Disney is now hiring and training new security cast members to replace the private firm, which will give them more control over the background checks and how the system itself operates. Disney has said that it will replace the non-Disney cast members with the newly trained Disney security, beginning at Animal Kingdom. However, Disney did not indicate how many officers it will be hiring. So this just goes to show that they like to have complete control over their security situation for the comfort and security of their guests.
I wonder if they'll have them dressed the same way as the security guards at the bag check.
I would expect so, with some continuity. But I guess we'll wait and see.
Wait and see.
Yes. So, Des, you got some news from Disney Springs.
Oh, yes. So, over at Disney Springs, we know that they're completely going under, a whole bunch of construction and opening new stores, closing old things like Disney Quest, which we don't know exactly when that's closing yet, because now the plans for that have been moved back. So maybe Disney Quest will still be open when the time comes. Maybe.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Not that we had plans to go there.
Well, no. But anyway. For all you fans out there that like crazy Hawaiian-looking t-shirts, Tommy Bahama is rumored to be constructing a store down at Disney Springs. I'm not entirely sure where, but I did hear that they're looking to construct a store.
Oh. No, yeah. No vacation's complete without a nice Hawaiian shirt.
Of course.
No, really, I pack like three when we go to Disney, so I'm not lying. also at Disney Springs, World of Coca-Cola is coming. It is currently under construction. And now you might be saying, well, they already have Coca-Cola at Disney parks. That's right. They do have Club Cool in Epcot, where you're able to sample flavors from around the world and buy different Coca-Cola merchandise.
Try the Beverly. You'll love it.
Oh, yeah.
Try Beverly.
You'll love it, they said.
Well, Coca-Cola does have a World of Coca-Cola in Atlanta, Georgia, and that features experiences like the Taste It Lounge, which allows guests to sample more than 100 beverages from locations all over the world.
Wow.
So that's quite an upgrade from Club Cool, where they generally only sample several.
Yeah.
Right, a much smaller sampling. Mm-hmm. Now, no word has come down as to what we should expect World of Coca-Cola and Disney Springs to include, but one can only guess that they will borrow at least some ideas from their Georgia location. Also a part of the Atlanta, Georgia location are Milestones of Refreshment, which gives opportunity to learn about the history of Coca-Cola. So there's a lot of questions up in the air about what will or will not be at this new location, but it's a very interesting marketing decision from Coca-Cola. And certainly a very interesting prospect, maybe an expansion on what is over at Club Cool. One does have to wonder, though, if Club Cool will continue to operate once World of Coca-Cola opens in Disney Springs.
Oh,
I would think so.
Yeah.
It would make sense, but I could see that possibly closing. Duplicity of the nature of the situation. Disney can be fickle that way. There are plenty of places where they have more than one of something open, but there are other ways where they think they want to save space, perhaps renovating. We know they're renovating a lot of things in Epcot lately, so who knows what's on their chopping. We'll have to wait and see.
Maybe they'll close it and make it something, I don't know, Frozen.
Oh, God, no.
Because we need more of that.
Don't get me wrong. I love Frozen.
Me too.
I really do. But it's enough. Okay, please.
Well, you know, Frozen 2 has been
that's
confirmed.
That's right. That's been announced.
We knew that was coming, but
oh,
it's
yes.
been confirmed.
I hope the Snuggies are in it.
Oh, I love the Snuggies.
Fridge. My favorite.
Fridge and Flurry.
And William.
Well, all right. So on to our final piece of news today. Marilyn, what do you got?
Yeah, those of you who are very familiar with My Disney Experience, which is the app that you download on your smartphone that keeps track of your dining reservations, your fast passes, your reservations, your tickets, everything you could possibly need for your Disney vacation. Now, what is the one thing all of you have been saying, gee, I wish we could do with my MDE, but we can't? For those of you who say, adjust or change my dining reservations, you'd be right. As of last week, you can now change or modify your dining reservations right from your My Disney Experience. Whereas before, you had to call the Disney
dining services,
right, to either change or cancel anything. Now you can do it all from your phone or from your computer. So that is great news.
But you still, if you're going to cancel a reservation, you have to do it before 24 hours, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll be charged $10 a person for everyone who does not show up.
Just think, that's a really fancy drink that you can't buy now because you didn't cancel your reservation.
And if you have a party of like 12 people, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
But you know what? I like that because it Disney does not just enforce it. I mean, there have been times like, for instance, on our last trip, we had something come up where we had to cancel a reservation. And I think it was on our last trip. Perhaps it was on the other trip in 2012. I don't even recall what it was, but something had come up
But we had to cancel our breakfast on the Oscar.
Yeah, but that I remember. But what I specifically recall was we were at a park, and there was some type of an issue, and Merwin had called and explained the issue.
That was Fulton's.
Okay.
Okay.
And so they're very gracious about it. They said, no worries. We understand the issue. I'm not commenting on the issue because, frankly, I don't remember it anymore. But there was a legitimate issue. You know, I don't recommend people call them up and say, there's an issue when there isn't one. Don't be that guy because they may start enforcing this a little more stringently. But the fact of the matter is, they don't enforce that stringently where if something comes up, you're going to get charged. The point is they don't want people to book reservations they don't intend on keeping because that ruins it for everyone else. I mean, we had recently seen robot websites get shut down because of that. Yep. So.
And you all know how it only takes one or two people to ruin it for everybody else. Animal poop in Animal Kingdom. Hot cheese.
I am still mad.
Yeah. Well, we can get hot cheese at Pecos Pillman.
That's true.
Oh, that's right, you can.
Yeah.
But, I still want to be able to get it at Casey's
I wanted Corner. I want it at Casey's with my fries, huh?
Does anybody know if you can get it at Casey's Corner? Because I want some, you know,
I
hot
think
cheese.
You can, but
I think you have to pay extra for a hot cup now.
Either that
I don't
or they
care.
Can
I'll
give it to you from behind the counter. Yeah.
I don't care. Either way, I
that's
want
That's fine.
Hot
they should be doing that
fries.
Way anyway. Anyway.
Moving on.
That's our survey this week. Can you get the hot cheese at Casey's Corner?
Well, it's not really a survey. It's just a general question.
Right as a tell us.
Yeah, that's not a survey. Just tell us because, really, we need to know that.
That's important.
Facebook and Twitter. Yes,
come find us. Come talk to us. We like to talk.
We do.
Or else we wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, that's true. Parks!
Walking through the parks!
Time to walk through the parks, and I get to do this all by myself. This will be fun.
Well, not all by yourself.
Almost. Alright, starting...
I'll throw things at you while you're doing it.
No, that's not in the... It's just... No.
Okay.
Okay, so the latest closings I have for Hollywood Studios lined up. Now, these are all rumored to close April 2nd or 3rd, from my sources, which I can't say what they are.
I can't tell you, but then we'd have to kill you.
Exactly. Well, something Mickey Mouse police do. So, first closure I have to talk about is the Extreme Stunt Show Lights, Motors, Action. For those of you who don't know, Lights, Motors, Action is an extreme stunt show that features cars that do crazy tricks. And it was originally from Disneyland Paris, I believe. It is going to be closing April 2nd, so if you're going to be in Disney, you better go see it before April 2nd. In my personal opinion, I'm kind of happy to see it go. I mean, the people will probably be mad at me for saying that, but I don't care for the show. I mean, you see it once, that's enough.
I'm mad at you for saying that. No, I'm not.
Second thing that will be closing, I bet Marilyn's upset about this, is the Monsters, Inc. meet and greet. So no more Sully, no
Sully's
more Wipe
Without
Me.
Monsters, Inc.'s my favorite Pixar movie.
Yep, sadly they will be closing. The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids play area. Now this, I have a good idea. So, dear Walt, I think that they should, because they're clearing most of this out for, obviously, you know, Star Wars and Toy Story. Now, for the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids thing, I think they should kind of change it up a little bit, rebrand it for Toy Story. Because, I mean, they're looking to make it look like you're the size of a toy.
Hmm.
So,
I think that's what they should do. It would blend in perfectly.
Yeah, they could easily make it like the backyard play area that's featured in the movies.
Make it Andy's backyard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just not Sid's yard.
They could put, like, Sid's yard through the fence. You can't get to it, but you can see it.
Yeah. And then have Sid in there doing stuff. What else is on here? Oh, the Watto's Grotto. I know it just opened.
This is the best store ever.
But don't worry, Star Wars fans. You'll be able to find all of your favorite merchandise over at the launch bay. So once Watto's Grotto closes, they'll be moving all of that over to the launch bay. They can get all of your Star Wars needs there fulfilled. also closing will be the Studio Catering Company, which is a quick serve.
Oh, yeah.
little quick serve that they have in, like, mm-hmm. wraps and sandwiches and everything. The prop shop will also be closing. And this one I'm kind of sad about because I liked this little gem. The writer's stop will be permanently closing. But apparently, from what I've heard, they're moving all of their goodies, like their baked goods, to one of the other food places.
The I'm sweet sure shop next to Starring Rolls will carry the carrot cake cookies, so don't despair. They will live on.
That is that. That's all I have for Hollywood Studios right now. But guaranteed by the time our next show comes around, that will change. Oh, and wait, I have one more. The Eiffel Tower, I heard, is going to be removed.
So that's a big one.
That makes me a little sad. Yeah. Completely forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that...
Well, it's been shoved in the back since they closed the back lot tour, so right. I kind of forgot about it.
And you really can't even get to it very easily. See it? Which begs the question now, so what are they going to end up having as the park icon? We've seen things floated for the Tower of Terror.
Yeah, and I think that's... Personally, I think that's stupid.
So, you know what? Let's get through our other list of closures and things, and let's discuss that.
Okay.
Okay. Right, so go ahead.
Well, being with the Eiffel Tower, there's also rumor that they're going to move it over to Disney Springs, because if you look at the plans for Disney Springs, it shows a water tower, which apparently they do not currently have one down there at Disney Springs.
So that actually would be a nice way to keep it in the Disney property, but reuse it.
Just don't take the ears off. Leave the
ears
on it.
Leave the ears on it. That'd be cute.
Then they should stick the hat on it, too.
Yeah, put
on! The hat on top of the
I'm still ears. Mad about the hat. I know some of you didn't like the hat. We're happy to see it go. I wasn't. I was sad. I was like, that's the park icon for me. Anyway.
You should have taken the hat and put it out front by the... where they put the Christmas tree every year.
Right.
I mean, if they... That way it wouldn't really be an eyesore in the way of anything, and it would still be able to be perfect.
Yeah. Are you listening, Imagineers? Are you listening?
No.
You need to hire us.
So, I think that's all I have for Hollywood Studios, but we'll go back to the discussion
after
I go through the refurbs here. So, over at Animal Kingdom, they have a new resident, like I said in the beginning. He's a little aardvark, and his name is Willy.
He's so cute.
And you can see him at Rafiki's Planet Watch on the stage next to the affection section.
His name is Willy?
Willy.
Yeah.
If I had an aardvark, I'd name him Aaron.
That's
two A's. See? Wheels are always turning.
So yeah, he's in the Rafiki's Planet Watch. He's outside next to the affection section. The affection section is like the little petting zoo where you see the goats and the pig. And
how you doing, goat?
I like the affection section. I like them to pet the goats.
They're cute.
They are. So I'm not sure. I mean, they say he's on the stage, but I don't know if it's like a little show or if they have him out there with a cast member and she just talks to you. I'm not 100% sure about that. And as far as rebirths go for Animal Kingdom, the Flights of Wonder, like I said, is going to be closed from January 25th through March 17th, reopening on March 18th. And at that time, they're expected to have a permanent roof structure added over their audience seating area.
Yes, that was something we were missing from the last podcast. Yeah. We had no idea why they were closing it at the time. So now we know.
And now you know, and knowing's half the battle.
G.I. Dez.
But I don't know why they need a permanent structure. I mean, I thought the one that they had was permanent.
Probably just something that's more shored up against the weather or something.
So.
My guess would be if there's... I don't remember looking up toward the ceiling structure when we were there. I was a little focused on the birds. Mm-hmm. But I think, judging by what they're talking about, perhaps it's not completely weatherproofed. In this way, they would be able to have the show rain, shine, hurricane.
Oh, Jesus.
Not hurricane, but you know what I mean.
All right, and the new exhibit that's coming also to Animal Kingdom is the Zootopia exhibit. Zootopia is a new movie that will be coming out in March, and it is starring Jennifer Goodwin. So yeah, it's a really cute movie. I'm not sure of the complete story of it.
Well, we have to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, but it takes place, like, animals are...
People,
pretty much. So they're showing the whole exhibit. It's going to be located in the conservation station at Rafiki's Planet Watch. So a lot going on over there. I'm excited. Usually there's not much going on over there.
Yeah. Other than goats.
Other than goats.
Yeah. And an aardvark.
It's set to open January 29th. and it's going to, I'm pretty sure, show how the movie's creators went through all the research, which they actually started a lot of the research right at Animal Kingdom. So they studied animals and how they live, eat, breathe, live their daily lives. So I think that's going to be what the exhibit's going to be about. As far as if there's going to be a cast member there, or if there's going to be Imagineers or anything there, that I don't know. I don't know all the details, but I do know that it is a Zootopia exhibit opening January 29th. And I'm pretty sure that's it for Animal Kingdom. So, over to Epcot, we have the Habitat Heroes, which was located in Innovations. It's closing permanently, or closed permanently, rather, on January 18th. And so that leaves just a couple things in
Innovations West,
now. And that's all I have for Epcot. They're still, I think, working on the lounge for DVC.
Yeah, it's supposed to open soon.
Yeah, exciting.
With free beverages.
Soft drinks.
Complimentary soft drinks.
And phone charging stations.
My seltzer. Finally, us DVC members can get our seltzer.
Oh boy.
For free.
And over at Animal Kingdom, Buzz Lightyear closed January 18th and will be open February 11th for minor refurb. And the Magic Carpets of Aladdin close on January 25th and reopen February 3rd after a minor refurb. So, getting back over to Hollywood Studios.
Yes, so, icons. I've been giving this a lot of thought. Now, I want you guys to visualize this with me. You walk into Magic Kingdom, okay? You go down Main Street. What's framed on either from Main Street? What do you see right in front of you?
Theater.
Magic Kingdom.
Oh, the castle.
I thought we were talking about Hollywood.
No, I'm not there yet. You gotta go on this mental jog with me.
The castle.
Okay, so you walk into Animal Kingdom, you go down the main strip there, what's framed right in front of you?
The tree.
Okay, you go into Epcot, what's framed right in front of you?
Spaceship Earth.
Okay, so now you walk into Magic Kingdom. See, you got me on a trip now. So you walk into Hollywood Studios, it used to be the Hat.
Yep.
But they took that down, so what's framed right in front of you?
The theater.
Well, in my opinion, the theater should be the icon.
Me too. I totally agree.
I think that's what they should do. And if they intend for something else, then they should put it front and center, because they have stuck with this kind of a theme, maybe inadvertently, but it works. The icon of each park is framed. The moment you turn that corner and you're walking down that main strip, and they frame it very perfectly. They plan it out specifically that way, to be seen just that way.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they not use that as their icon then?
I have no idea. I mean, if you...
Especially if it's Hollywood Studios, it's right. Meant to be about films,
uh-huh.
And it is the theater, modeled after the famous Chinese theater in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
Okay, where all these premieres happen, and that's the centerpiece. Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen them default from the Hat back to... Which the Hat was framed, so I get that. That worked in that context, okay? Whether or not you liked the Hat is irrelevant. It was framed in the park. They took it down, so since they did that, they defaulted back to the Earful Tower, which is inaccessible and almost impossible to view from most locations in the park. And I've seen them use images of the tower, which is a very interesting thing and can be seen...
But not until you go into the park and then you make the turn onto Sunset Boulevard.
Right, so it's not framed immediately, it's only in that section. You know, Tower of Terror doesn't make any sense in terms of, say, Star Wars, you know?
Right.
The theater does, because Star Wars movie, you know,
That's where it premiered back in 1977.
I see.
The Grauman's Chinese Theater, so...
So I think if they're planning anything else, they really need to revisit that idea. If they're not planning anything else and they're intending to make use of the Chinese theater, then good. We're on the same wave.
There you go. That's what I agree with.
But, okay, so let's take a little thought process here a little further. Let's say they don't use the theater. Well, we've already said Tower of Terror is a possibility. We know that Earful Tower is going to go bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't. Okay. What else might they use or put in, or what do you guys think? What would be appropriate?
Millennium Falcon?
The AT-AT that's in front of Star Wars.
The AT-AT! Marilyn, what's an AT-AT?
An all-terrain armor transport.
That's a little inside joke for us.
That would be fun, though. I don't know, either maybe... Yeah, I don't see... There's really nothing else in the park, that, unless they do, like, a collage of things, but... I mean, you can't really do a collage, an icon, of a park, so... I know, like you said, as of right now, they're using Tower of Terror. I would use the Chinese Theater, but again, I don't know, maybe they don't think it's recognizable enough, or... I don't know.
Maybe they're not big enough?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe not.
Because that's the thing, is it's not nearly as grand scale...
Right.
...as everything else, but... You know.
Did you use a big Starbucks cup?
Swooshes.
Well, I'd like to hear from our listeners. What do you think about the potential for a Hollywood Studios icon?
What do you think it should be?
Yeah, what do you think it should be? Give us a shout. Of course, you can always reach us on Facebook. You can reach us on Twitter. You can reach us by email. And all of that stuff we will list at the end of the show, like we always do. After that, I'm ready for my resort respite. Merwin!
Let's go check out a resort! Yes, this week we're going to take a look at, like I said, these sister resorts, Port Orleans Riverside and Port Orleans French Quarter. Two absolutely, in my opinion, gorgeous resorts. Now, I'm showing my age here, I guess. I remember when Port Orleans Riverside was Dixie Landings. I stayed there when it was Dixie Landings. In 19... I think it was 19... late 90s, and then it became, they decided to merge the two resorts under the Port Orleans name and make it Port Orleans French Quarter and Port Orleans Riverside. The Port Orleans French Quarter is modeled after New Orleans, the famous French Quarter where Mardi Gras takes place, and the architecture of the buildings looks very much like Bourbon Street with the little... really cute little railings and the filigree work on the fences and stuff. It's so beautiful. And the resort is so... It's homey. I want to say homey, but it's also very elegant in the way that they've designed it.
Like a southern...
Very
elegance.
Southern, yes. Very southern elegance. The pool area for French Quarter is Mardi Gras themed as well. It's a huge sea serpent water slide. It's really fun. And the food court at French Quarter is also Mardi Gras. The whole thing is Mardi Gras themed. And it's kind of creepy, actually, their food court. The Sasagula Floatworks, it's got those big, giant Mardi Gras heads all over the place. And you're like, they're all watching you eat. You're like, oh. It's a very colorful, pretty resort, but the big giant heads kind of scare me a little bit.
Now, quick question while I'm thinking about it. I know, like, sometimes at Ohana, or not Ohana, like Polynesian going to Ohana, they give you a leg, flower leg. Mm-hmm. Do they give you beets?
They do. I think they do, yes.
Well, that's very interesting.
Because you're supposed to show things for those.
Yeah.
I have seen people... Oh, and actually... Here's a little thing about Port Orleans French Quarter as well. They, I think, are the only other resort besides Grand Floridian to have an official greeter. Those of you who have been around a long time know of Richard, the Grand Floridian official greeter, who I think he's 95. I love this guy to death. He's the sweetest little man. And he stands outside Grand Floridian and he greets everybody coming and going, and he's become somewhat of a celebrity. And they have a official greeter over at Port Orleans French Quarter as well. Again, dressed Mardi Gras-ish. And I do think they can get beads or some... You can get them somewhere. Also, it's a lot of fun walking down one of the main streets of the resort. You'll run into a bunch of alligators playing instruments. There's a couple with trombones and saxophones. One's leading the band. And they're just kind of in the middle of the street there. So.
I should interject, if you see alligators anywhere else in Disney, don't assume they're going to be playing any instruments.
Yeah, really. Yeah, these are alligators walking on their hind legs. And no, if you see a normal alligator doing that, run. Run away.
I think they should do a character meal there with them.
They totally should. They totally would. The only reason I think that the Port Orleans falls under the moderate resort category, which I believe don't include character meals, but they do have, like I said, the French Quarter half has a lovely food court where you can get all kinds of southern Louisiana delicacies, including beignets.
I've seen people rave about the beignets, and then I've seen a few people complain so much about the beignets. And the thing is, I've never had them. I don't know what to expect.
They're very good.
I'm sure that the ones that they make are good, but I wouldn't know what to compare it to.
I think
that's the thing.
Have you ever had a Zeppelin?
Oh,
yeah.
Kind of like, Jersey Shore. How would I
right,
not
they're kinda,
have a Zeppelin?
They're kind of like those. Yeah, they're kind of like Zeppelies, only I... Yeah, they pretty much are Zeppelies. Fried doughy balls of goodness.
I don't know how it could be bad.
So. moving over to the Riverside path. This is the one that... this Riverside is themed after the Deep South antebellum era with the big mansions and the grand manicured lawns of these plantation homes, and it's so pretty. And again, this is another resort, again, a moderate resort, but you'd swear you're staying in a deluxe resort the way that these two resorts are themed, and they're so peaceful and quiet. You can take horse carriage rides around Riverside the way that you can around Fort Wilderness. In the middle of their resort is the, they have a big mill with a working water wheel, and that's where they have their sit-down restaurant, Boatwright's Dining Hall, which specializes in Cajun cuisine.
Ooh.
Very good food there. They also have a smaller food court, the Riverside Mill, and actually, of the two resorts, Riverside is the only one with a sit-down table service restaurant, but it also has a food court as well if you're looking just to pick up something really quick. Whereas French Quarter only has the pit service. Riverside is split up into two sections, Magnolia Bend, which are the rooms that, again, are plantation-style mansion homes, and then the Alligator Bayou rooms. Again, if you see alligators in this half of the resort, run, because there aren't any playing instruments and what have you. So, also, in French Quarter and in Riverside, you can find the new Royal Guest Rooms, which have been implemented within the past 4 or 5 years. And these are the coolest rooms. They are themed after the princesses. I believe Tiana, again, is the main focus here. And they have pictures of all the different princesses in the rooms, hanging on the walls, and then on the carpet, which is really fun. The magic carpet from Aladdin is incorporated into the carpets in the room, so when you walk in, part of the carpeting on the floor is carpet from Aladdin, the magic carpet. And on the headboards of each of the beds are its fiber optic fireworks. You can press a button and you can watch a fireworks show right in your room. So how cool is that?
That sounds very similar to seeing things over the water animation and other resorts I've seen.
Disneyland, you can
yes, Disneyland,
watch fireworks.
Disneyland
right.
Hotel has that, yep.
Mm-hmm. The carpets, I meant, at least. Was
oh, the carpet. Oh, okay, yeah. And what's great too, it's neat the way they've incorporated all the different royalty, because the sinks in the bathrooms are Genie's lamp is the spout, and like I said, there's the pictures of the different princesses on the walls. It's really neat. All the little details of these rooms are really cool, and they're not that much expensive to stay in. The range of these resorts are high 100s to mid 200s a night, depending on the time of year and the type of room you want. You can get different views: garden, river view, pool view, preferred view, royal view. And there's a bunch of different categories. And like I said, depending on the time of year or whatever promotion happens to be running, you can get a room at one of these resorts for anywhere from about $189 to $237, $240. So they're a great bargain. You get a lot for your money at these resorts. You would swear that you were in South Carolina or Louisiana. And these two resorts also have boat service to Downtown Disney. You can take a lovely boat ride from the boat stops at both resorts. And it's a little bit longer ride than the one from Old Key West or Saratoga, but it's a really nice, relaxing boat ride. It's a lot of fun. It's a nice way, different way to get to downtown than taking the bus to where. Oh, sorry, Disney Springs. Disney Springs?
I didn't even hear it.
Whoops.
Yep. Took me a second.
Disney Springs. Also, the pool area at Riverside is called Old Man Island, and it's almost like a rustic swimming hole, like River Country used to be. For those of you who remember River Country. Which is still creepily standing where it once was.
Yeah, but don't sneak back there. You get caught
naked. Or you get botulism. But and
you
also
get attacked by trumpet playing alligators.
Yeah. Louis from Princess of the Frog. And also, each one of these resorts has their own general store. There is Fulton's General Store, I believe, at Riverside, and Jackson Square at French Quarter. Each one of them carries resort merchandise, as well as general local merchandise. You can also get snacks and food if you want. to take back to the room. Each room has a fridge. Each room comes with two queen-size beds, and some have fold-out single beds as well. I highly recommend checking them out. They're, apart from my, I'm biased. I love my home resort. I'm a BBC old Key West owner. I love my resort. But if I were to ever stay in a non-BBC resort, I would go right for Port Orleans because it's, like I said, they are beautiful resorts, great bargain, great, worth the price, worth every penny, and the theming is fantastic. So check them out.
That sounds like a great place to stay.
They're wonderful. They're absolutely, like I said, I stayed there when it was Dixie Landings a long time ago, but back then, I mean, even then, it was fantastic. So
you had mentioned that they don't have any character meals, but there are lots of places that do, which brings us over to our foodie files.
Yeah,
I know, I'm working, I was thinking about it. Nah, actually, I just can't. So, character meals, there's a lot of choices in Disney, and actually, I have a listing of them all, so how about we go through them alphabetically. I'll pick out the major ones, the ones that whole families can do, nothing that's like just kids or things that are just the snacks or whatnot. We're going to do actual sit-down meals and family dining. We'll go through them one by one. We'll say which characters are available at that meal and type of dining and the experience you can have.
Okay.
All right, so the first one that's on my list, now this is right from Disney World's website, so it's disneyworld.disney.go.com because that's their really long website. I don't know why they did that.
Disney.go.now.toourresort.com
/ where am I going?
.org.
All right, first one is 1900 Park Fair.
Okay, 1900 Park Fair is located at the Grand Floridian, the Fancy Schmancy. And you can find such characters there like Mary Poppins, Alice, Mad Hatter. And sometimes, that's for breakfast. And then for dinner, sometimes you can find Cinderella and other random characters like evil sisters and all that kind of stuff.
And that's a buffet family-style type meal.
Yes.
What type of food can we expect to find from them? Do you have that listed there?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful.
For breakfast, you can find such things as like pancakes, eggs, waffles.
Pinky waffles!
Waffles! That's pretty much ubiquitous to all breakfast, isn't it? The pancakes and waffles. And
yeah. And like sticky good. Buns, danishes, muffins. That's all breakfasty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For dinner, you can find things like prime rib, pasta, seafood, key lime pie. Key lime pie.
Oh, that's one of our favorites.
Cheesecakes, another one of my favorites. Bread pudding. It's just the new cute
bread, there. Bread pudding I love, but only from one place.
Ohana. But we'll get to that. We'll get to Ohana.
Okay, so next one I have is Akershus Royal Banquet Hall.
Akershus is located in the Norway Pavilion in Epcot, and they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, where 1900 Park Fair is only breakfast and dinner.
Hmm.
It's family style, and you can find Belle, Jasmine, Snow White, Aurora, and sometimes Ariel.
Ariel was there. I just took my nieces.
Sounds like vowels.
There in November for breakfast, and Ariel was indeed there. Ariel, Belle, Cinderella, Snow White, and Aurora.
They're the vowels. It's A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, it's a princess meal.
Yes.
Okay. What type of food can you expect?
For breakfast, you can find, you know, the staples, pancakes, bacon, eggs.
Right.
They have French toast sticks, sausage, fruit, potato casseroles.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, for lunch and dinner, you can find Norwegian fare.
Mm-hmm.
And kid-friendly selections, which I fall into. Yeah.
The kid-friendly selections.
Yes.
Okay. What's the style of dining? I see that they do have buffet and family style available.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mixture one. Like, they have the green meal, I guess you want to call it. The breakfast is, they bring you the platter of the eggs and the bacon and the sausage.
Right.
But you can go up to their buffet for cold things, like salmon if you want it, or the French toast sticks. You know, and then for dinner, again, they call it the cold board, which, again, cold cheeses, cold fish, cold meats, boiled eggs, herring. And then you order an actual entree, which they will bring to you. So that's how that works.
Very interesting. Next one I have is Cape May Cafe.
Cape May Cafe is located at the Beach Club Resort.
Mm-hmm.
The only character in mail they do is breakfast, and it is buffet style. There you can find Goofy, Minnie, Donald, Mickey. I believe Pluto's there too. And they serve things such as like eggs, breakfast pizza, I'm not sure exactly what that is, the ever popular Mickey waffle, sausage, fruit cereal, and grits, and you can find donuts, and danishes, and fresh berries. I'm getting hungry.
I know, I'm like, I wanna go now.
Okay. Next up, Chef Mickey's.
Oh, Chef Mickey's is such fun.
This is the big one that everyone loves.
Mm-hmm. Chef Mickey's is located at the Contemporary Resort, which is right by Magic Kingdom. So, if you're looking to do a character meal and you want to be close to the Magic Kingdom, this is your shot.
That's good. You just hop on the monorail.
Yeah. Monorail.
Monorail.
So, and they do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They are all day character. Yep.
All characters. All day. All night. Come one, come all. I'm sorry.
Okay. And so there you can find Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, and Pluto. Okay, so this is a buffet style.
Right.
So you can get, for breakfast, eggs, fruit, pancakes, Mickey waffles. Are you noticing a trend here?
Well, so to help us along, we'll say general breakfast items.
General breakfast items.
Because these are available at most places in Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And for brunch, they don't do lunch, brunch.
Ooh.
How fancy.
How fancy schmancy. You can get barbecue ribs, salmon, mac and cheese, and more, it says.
And more.
And more.
And then for dinner, they have carved meats available, pasta, seafood, vegetables, pizza, salads.
I have to take a little aside when it comes to Chef Mickey's. Now, the thing is that it is buffet, of course, and a lot of people are hesitant about buffets, myself included. But we had done Chef Mickey's in 2012, and we had met some friends there. One of whom is particularly, well, particular about food. Very, very picky. And also pescatarian. He'll eat fish, but no meats. And, you know, he'll eat dairy products, things like that. So to give an idea, it's very picky. He found a lot to eat and was very happy with the selection and was very happy with the flavor and taste, as were all of us. We were very, very pleased with the food that we did eat.
They have something for everyone.
They really do. It's definitely a big hit with the kids, from what I recall.
And the big kids.
And the big kids.
Me. they also have a make-your-own sundae part, which is awesome. Because who doesn't like gummy bears on their sundae? Come on.
Me. Sorry.
And they have cheesecakes and cookies and other homemade desserts.
They have great desserts there, actually.
Yes, they do. Excuse me. And something that they do here, every 45 minutes or so, they have this little celebration where this big song comes on, and you clap your hands and sing along, and then you wave your napkin around.
45 minutes?
Every 45 minutes.
Are you sure it was 45 minutes? Because I remember doing that like 6 times.
Well, it's supposed to be every 45 minutes.
I think they did it every 15.
Well, either way. But it's fun. Just don't smack people with your napkin.
Make sure there's not a lot of crud in your napkin either.
That too.
Oh, could you imagine, like, whipping food around?
I didn't really think that one through.
I couldn't stop thinking about it. When we were there, I'm like, dodge it. it didn't happen. I was just concerned about it. That's me. All right. So on from Chef Mickey's, we go to Cinderella's Royal Table.
Cinderella's Royal Table.
Now, this is a hard reservation to get.
Yes, I've
this
never
This is very
there.
Hard to get. And this is the only restaurant that you have to prepay, unless you're on the dining plan. If you're on the dining plan, you do not. If you are not on the dining plan, you have to prepay Cinderella's Royal Table. So if you're making reservations there, be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Good tip. And they do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And they're located?
In Magic Kingdom. In the castle.
You can have
a meal with a princess in the castle.
Yeah, that's why it's Cinderella's Royal Table.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's in Cinderella's castle. It's very possessive.
It used to be King Stefan's Banquet Hall, but King Stefan was Aurora's father.
Yes.
So they changed it because Cinderella's castle, and I guess it didn't make sense. So,
continuity.
Yeah.
So you can see all the princesses, and Cinderella actually greets you at the door in the lobby to say, hey, come on in, welcome to my table. Hope everyone's in.
Eat some food.
Eat some food.
Speaking of food.
It's family style for breakfast and lunch, and then dinner is a la carte.
A la carte?
Yes.
Okay.
For breakfast, you can find frittata, lobster and crab crepes.
Oh, yes. I would do it just for that.
Eggs, French toast, bacon, pastries. For lunch and dinner, you can get the catch of the day. Here's something for you, Matt.
Yeah.
A pork shank.
Oh, that's low.
Beef short ribs.
It's okay.
And beef tenderloin. Well, pork shank is not my thing.
Well, I would go for lobsters and things first anyway, but that's me.
And they also have cheesecake, flourless chocolate cake, and dessert trios.
I like that. Now, I have a feeling about this, but Marilyn probably answered this best for me. If you are on dining plan, how many credits?
Two.
Regardless of time of day?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Regardless of time of day, it is two credits.
So this is a big one. Make sure you're prepared for that, but clearly worth it if this is what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to briefly mention, this is brand new, is Club Villain at Hollywood Studios. This just opened, so there's not too much feedback on this one. But this is so far only for select dates that we know of, but they do have quite the selection of foods. We had seen some really neat, desserts that were themed after the villains, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they were cool.
It's a dance club. It's available for all ages as long as those under 18 are accompanied by adults.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is booze for those boozy folks that would like to have some.
Like for you us. Boozy folks with booze.
Yeah, so this one's worth looking into, but this is not your everyday type of character meal, so I recommend everyone looking into it. We
and
don't know how long this is going to be going for.
$99 a person, I believe.
Yes, $99 a person. It's a special ticketed event at Sunset Showcase. So I'm not going to group this in with the rest, but I'm just mentioning it because it's in the list and it's out there.
And it's characters, right?
Right. So definitely look into it if that's your kind of a thing. It is not on Dining Plan.
No.
Not on Dining Plan. And Marinoy's already set the cost, so take a look at that, and we'll move on from there. So after Club Villain, we have Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace!
I love this one.
Why is that, Marowyn?
Because it's got my favorite character, Tigger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who else does it have?
Pooh!
And Eeyore! And Piglet!
I'm sensing a theme.
I like Piglet. If I had to pick a favorite Winnie the Pooh character, it would be Piglet. They do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It is located in the Magic Kingdom as well. It is all a la carte, and like we said, they have the 100 Acre Wood Folk, and they have, for breakfast, they serve French toast, eggs, cereal, frittatas, fruit. For lunch and dinner, they have shrimp, carved meats, pasta, veggies, pizza, and salad. And they also have sticky buns, cakes, pies, and they also have make-your-own sundaes.
Mmm.
Or gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
Yeah.
I actually just ate there in November, and it was so much fun, and the food was really, really very good, and like I said, the characters come around to your table, I had an emotional experience, because I've been chasing Tigger for photos for years and never got him, and I finally got one, I was very excited, so.
That's like me with Stitch, I'm like, oh my god, it's Stitch!
Yeah, and well, the thing is now, Stitch, well, we'll get to Ohana, but that's one of the only places you can find him now, so.
That makes me mad.
And the Crystal Palace is, except for the Pooh and Tigger meet and greet, it's the only place you can find Piglet and Eeyore. So, you know, like I said, some of these characters you can only find at these meals. So.
Hmm. Well, next, we move on to the Garden Grill.
The Garden Grill. The Garden Grill is in Epcot. Mm-hmm. It is in the Land Pavilion. What's cool about Garden Grill is that it slowly rotates throughout your meal. So if you're sitting down, you look up at the wall, and you look down, you're eating yum yum yums, and then you look up again, you could be in a completely different part. What it is, it's one part of it, you're going over the ride that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't see the people on the ride or anything, but you can see, like, the top of the farmhouse, and part of the scenery.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's really neat, and for those of you that are, like, motion sickness sensitive and everything, you don't feel it moving at all.
No.
It's super slow.
I mean, I'm sensitive when it comes to a lot of things, and I didn't feel anything.
I was concerned about it when we had booked it. Garden Grill's not noticeable. Just, you look up and it's different.
And what's neat about Garden Grill, too, is Des mentioned the farmhouse. You get, if you eat at Garden Grill, you get I don't know if you want to call it exclusive, but you get a view into one of the upper bedrooms of the farmhouse, which you can't see anywhere else. So that's kind of a neat little thing.
It's like a little Easter egg.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah. It's family style.
It is family style.
But there's a caveat to that. It's very cool family style. Because the meal you're eating is sourced as much as possible from the land itself.
Oh yeah, all the vegetables come from the greenhouse at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
They do dinner, and now they do breakfast. As far as the breakfast menu, that I'm not 100% sure, because I don't have it on my list here. But for dinner, they have options of beef or turkey, fish, vegetables,
the fish comes
potatoes.
From the,
the fish come fish. From the land as well.
Yes, the tilapia.
Yep.
I do have the breakfast menu as well.
Oh, good.
They have chip sticky buns, fluffy scrambled eggs, buttermilk biscuits, and country sausage gravy. Naturally, Mickey-shaped waffles, but with warm chocolate hazelnut sauce.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Go there.
Yeah. Seasonal fresh fruits, home-style potato barrels, whatever a potato barrel might be, and thick-sliced bacon and ham steaks. Of course, they do have various beverages, including non-alcoholic. One of the favorites is orange passion fruit guava juice blend. This is very similar to what's at Ohana.
Yeah.
And for those adults who would like to spice up their beverage choices, they do have orange or raspberry mimosas or Bloody Marys. And naturally, well, mimosas and Bloody Marys are both breakfast booze.
Well, yeah.
Especially on vacation. But, of course, they have your standard beverages as well. Coffee, tea, cranberry juice, apple juice, pomegranate, lemonade. Wouldn't quite call that one standard, but good.
And there you can find Mickey, Pluto, Chip and Dip.
Yes. And we have some wonderful pictures with them, too.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a good time there.
That was fun.
So, from Garden Grill, we go to Garden Grove.
It's located over at the Swan Resort.
Mm-hmm.
So they do breakfast on the weekends and dinner daily. Interesting.
Okay.
Let's see. Over there you can find for breakfast Goofy and Pluto on Saturday. And then on Sunday you can see Goofy, Pluto, Chip and Dale. I guess Chip and Dale too busy over at Garden Grill.
Well, you know.
And then for dinner, you can see Goofy and Pluto Saturday through Thursday, and then Goofy, Pluto, Chip, and Dale on Friday. So Friday's the happening time to be there for dinner. It is buffet style.
Okay.
And for breakfast, they offer the normal offerings, omelets, eggs, bacon, fruit.
Typical breakfast fare.
Yes.
Yes.
They have fresh pastries, and for dinner, they have prime rib, roast chicken, and cedar plank salmon.
Ooh, yummy. Mmm. Mm. At Disney's Hollywood Studios, we have Hollywood and Vine.
Hollywood and Vine!
This used to... Well, this is actually great for girls and boys alike, because breakfast and lunch are the Disney Junior characters, and they're all the rage right now. You ask anybody with little kids, and oh my god, everyone loves Disney Junior. Disney Junior, Disney Junior, Disney Junior. So,
one more time.
Disney Junior.
There you go.
Again, I took my nieces and nephews to this in November. They went berserk. The looks on their faces were fantastic. They just stood there with their mouths open like, I can't believe that's Jake and that's Sophia and Doc McStuffins. Oh my god.
And others as well.
And others as well. and also, you know, during the holidays, they have started doing the mini-hosted Hollywood dinner where you saw Santa Goofy and a couple of other characters in their Christmas getup. So that's a lot of fun as well. And then, now, during Star Wars weekends, they were doing Star Wars dinners, but I think the Star Wars weekend's not happening now. I don't know what they're going to do with that, but I'm sure that they're moving it all over to Star Wars land when it comes to fruition.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, the official name of it...
Yes.
...is called the Play and Dine at Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, okay.
Aha. So it's served family style. They do breakfast and lunch. And like Grandma said, it's all Disney Juniors. So you have Doc McStuffins, Sophia the First, Handy Nanny, Jake and the Neverland Pirates. Do we have the Neverland Pirates too?
No, I don't. I think it's just Jake.
Well, that's not fair.
I know.
So they have, you know, Mickey waffles, of course, scrambled eggs, yogurt, and they have salad, pasta dishes, fish, chicken. For dessert, they have pineapple upside down cake and a key lime tart.
This is for breakfast and lunch, we said, I think?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if we...
Yes.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Alright, well, after that, we have Mickey's Backyard Barbecue.
Yes, Mickey's Backyard Barbecue is a dinner show at Fort Wilderness. Now, this is only done on Tuesday and Thursday evenings from March through December. So it's only done a certain time of year.
Well, it would make sense. March through December.
Yes.
So January and February are out.
Right.
I guess they decided that was too late.
I guess so.
No going outside for you.
They only offer dinner, like I said, and it is buffet style. And there you can find Mickey and friends, such as Goofy, Minnie, Chip, and Dale.
Do I have to ask what kind of food they serve at the barbecue?
No, but I'll tell you anyway.
All right.
They serve your normal barbecue fare. Chicken, ribs, hot dogs, corn on the cob, baked beans, probably hamburgers in there somewhere.
So at a barbecue, they're serving... Barbecue is what you're telling me.
Absolutely.
Huh.
Like a concept.
I know. I was confused.
And from the reviews I've heard, that's a really, everyone loves that. That Mickey's Backyard Barbecue. A lot of fun. That's where you can really be up close and interact with characters. They do dancing, they do singing, they have all kinds of fun stuff, activities the kids can do with them.
Mm-hmm.
So
fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, our next one actually has some activities for the kids as well. Ohana.
Yeah, Ohana.
Now, this is one of our favorite dining experiences at all, and this has little to do with the characters that come around, but just the food is great.
Oh, food's wonderful.
So, yes.
So, Ohana, if you want to see the characters, which the characters they have are Lilo and Stitch, my favorite, and Pluto, Mickey, I think Chip and Dale are there sometimes, but the characters are only there for breakfast.
Yes.
Not for dinner.
For dinner, they have... I'm sorry, I can't think of her name, but they have hostess lady who tells some stories, very Hawaiian-themed. But they do have activities for the kids during that.
She plays a ukulele and sings
And they lead a procession around the room and various other activities for the kids, but it is not a character meal. It doesn't count as such for that, but the dinner is interesting for the children as well. But characters are just for breakfast.
Yep. So for breakfast, it's served family style, and they have the traditional fare, waffles, eggs, biscuits, fruit, bacon.
Sausage. I remember the sausage was good.
They also have that wonderful passion juice in it.
Oh,
delightful.
Delicious.
So good. So good. I mean, that if you could bring home one thing, I would bottle some of that and bring it home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. that's I think the only... dining where you get to see Stitch
anymore, and Lilo, yeah.
Actually, since Stitch isn't doing meet and greet in Epcot anymore, that might be the only place to see him right now.
Or Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
It is the only place to see him right now, I think, yeah.
So that's important to note. If your children, or if you, are a big fan of Lilo and Stitch, that is where you're going to want to go, is Ohana Breakfast.
Yep.
And finally, we come to Tusker House Restaurant.
Tusker House is located in Animal Kingdom, my favorite part.
Animal Kingdom Park.
Park. Animal Kingdom Park.
Yes.
It is Donald's Dining Safari. So it is a buffet. They do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And there you can find, obviously, Donald and Daisy, Goofy, and Mickey as well.
In their cute little safari outfits.
And then for breakfast, they have... They have traditional breakfast fare. They have waffles, eggs. They have quiche. That's something different.
Sorry, I'm making Des laugh. We knocked over our storyboard, and I'm pretending to have a panic attack.
You're not pretending.
For lunch and dinner, they offer a split roasted chicken and beef, roasted pork loin, vegetable offerings, salmon, salads, and bread. And they also have Danish muffins for breakfast and for lunch and dinner. They have warm cinnamon bread, pudding with vanilla sauce, and chocolate cake.
Mm.
And it is the best place to find Donald Duck, so I'm told.
Pro tip.
It is buffet.
If you go there for breakfast, you can book a reservation before park opening.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get into the park before it opens, have breakfast, and it is right next to, practically right next to Kilimanjaro Safaris. So you can book a fast pass before you jump on Kilimanjaro Safaris just after your breakfast. If you feel like you need a fast pass, I would recommend it. You can just do breakfast and digest while you take a little trek on Kilimanjaro Safaris.
And there's quite a few of the restaurants that are inside of the parks that you can get reservation for before the park opens.
Right, like Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace,
Cinderella. Be Our Guest.
Well,
that's not a character breakfast, mm-hmm. anyway. The dinner.
I think Garden Grill you can too.
Now, we actually didn't mention Be Our Guest on here, but Be Our Guest is sort of a character meal in the sense that you can meet the beast, but they don't go around greeting like they do with the others. And that's the difference. And I'll tell you very simply why. The beast costume is so large that he can't, or she, I don't know who's in the costume, but Beast himself, the character of
it's
Beast.
It's hard for him to maneuver.
He can't move throughout the halls with any grace, and actually the cast member handler seems to do most of the guiding, from what I recall.
He does come in during dinner, they announce him, and he comes in and he waves and stuff.
From the doorways of the halls, yes, but doesn't come around and greet guests at the tables like other character meals. So it, again, doesn't count as a character meal.
Right, so sometimes they'll have in one of the rooms off to the side where you can stand in line and meet him and have your picture taken.
Right.
But he doesn't really interact at the tables.
Yes. So that bears stating as well. So that is the entirety of the character meals.
Yeah.
Of them. What are the... I don't know. What do you think? The top three favorites for most people? And what do you think
Royal
the best
Table's
ones
Royal Table's gotta be number one.
Cinderella.
Right.
Chef Mickey's.
Uh-huh.
I think Tusker House is pretty popular. I mean, I don't know if I'd put it in the top... I'd put it maybe top five.
I think Ohana.
I want to say maybe Ohana because you have the little stitch in
there. Yeah. Now, so those are the three most popular from our gatherings.
I'm guessing, yeah.
What are the best in our opinion?
It's a tough one too. Ohana,
because
of juice.
Again,
the juice. It's all about the juice.
Ohana is great because I mean you're gonna get what you're gonna get because it's family style, all right? So you know what you're gonna get as far as food, and it just keeps coming, similar to the Ohana dinner. So you're not gonna be left wanting. You get to meet special characters,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great atmosphere with the juice. The juice is great. Now, I have to tie that in also to Garden Grill. This is new. The food is fresh. It's a new, fresh idea. And again, it's family style. And I don't know. I think that's something special.
My personal favorite? That's hard. I would say, actually, I wouldn't do this normally. But like I said, since I took my nieces and nephews and my aunts to this one, the Hollywood and Vine, I'm telling you, kids love this. If you have kids... Chances are they watch Disney Junior, and this is the only place besides that stage show where you can find the Disney Junior characters. The kids go nuts for this. The food's really good there too. So I would say if you've got, little kids, that one should be up there on your list. My personal favorite one would have to probably be either Ohana Breakfast or Crystal Palace. Sorry.
Because of Tigger. And...
Well, because of the characters and because of the food's also very good too.
Right. Another one you can book early and get into the park early.
Yes.
Yep.
Chef Mickey's,
pro tip.
I like, but actually they have one of the best buffets for food.
One of the largest, too,
yeah.
They have a lot of choices.
Yeah, but I like Crystal Palace so a little bit better, but that's just my personal opinion.
Okay. Dez, what do you think?
I mean, as far as, like, if you're looking for variety, I would have to go to Chef Mickey's.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they have so many different choices of food.
It's tough, right?
It is tough.
We've been thinking about this all day, and it's still that tough.
I know.
I mean, I have to pick Ohana because I like steak, and that's the only place you can see it now.
All right.
So I would have to go with Ohana.
See, I'm split between Ohana and Garden Grill. But, so that's, I don't know, 1.5 for Ohana, I guess?
1.5.
And Ohana's one of the more popular ones also. So I guess Ohana seems like the top pick.
Yeah.
I would have to say.
Say so.
This is completely unscientific and it's entirely subjective.
It's specifically our opinion, yeah, not... I mean, I'm sure a lot of you out there are going, no, I like this one, or no, I like that
also,
one.
Ohana's also good because you're right there on the monorail, so if you wanted to hop on there and go to either Epcot or to Magic Kingdom, you're right
there. You have that ability as well. Yeah, I think that's quite a good roundup.
Yes.
Excellent. So,
which ones do you like? Again, write us, tell us.
Or don't.
Or don't bother. Don't ever talk to us.
No.
It's fine.
No. We see how it is. Mm-hmm. Mouse tails. Woo. Okay, so you guys are walking around the park. Insert
Uh-oh,
park here.
It's getting cloudy.
It starts getting cloudy, and the wind picks up, and you hear a rumble.
Oh, no.
And then...
And it's not the Pirates of the Caribbean cannons, either.
And the skies open up, and just... Or, like it's known to do in Central Florida at any time of year.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. What do you do? Now, some people like to just carry on. Some people are already prepared. They have ponchos. They've got their waterproof bags. Their phones are safe. Their cameras and other gear. They have their children by their hand, the leash.
Their hair.
And they're moving on. And they continue with their day thusly. But not everyone is so keen to just jump out in the rain, myself included. Now, it's not that I'm not prepared for it, but, you know, I like to be presentable by the end of the day just as much as I am in the beginning of the day, and the rain is not very good.
Yeah, and let's be honest. I mean, yeah, being out in the rain and being prepared, fine. You know, if you're going to do it, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't like being wet and humid.
Yeah,
and,
which it is. Yeah. I don't like slugging around in sloshy shoes.
Yeah.
You know, now if I'm wearing sandals, that's a help.
That's my thing.
You know, and let's be honest here, undergarments that are wet, if you're not wearing, you know, bathing suit underneath, it's uncomfortable. So, what do?
Duck out and... in the store.
My personal thing?
Shopping.
Go shopping.
And there are so many options available to go shopping. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're in any of the parks, Disney Springs. Now, I recall getting caught in the rain the first day we were there in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for that trip. We arrived that day and we met our friends at the time it was Downtown Disney, so that's proper to say. And then the sky opened up. So, what we had done was, Marowyn, you had to go into guest services.
Yeah, luckily I was in line for guest services, so it didn't bother me.
And right across from there is the building where Ghirardelli is. Okay, not the main entrance, but the backside. There's an awning right there. So, we were just kind of hanging out waiting for you right there.
Mm-hmm.
And, pro tip, there's a door. That door leads directly... to the hallway, the back hallway of Ghirardelli, where the public restrooms are. So if you have to use a restroom...
A super secret bathroom.
Yes, those are low traffic bathrooms right there. And I'm letting my secret out, so I hope you guys appreciate that. The benefit being that I'm there maybe 1 or 2 weeks out of the year, so I guess you guys can have that information. and I'm certainly not at that bathroom for the entire 1 or 2 weeks. Hopefully.
Oh my.
But, so anyway, you can hide under an awning, but that's not fun. So you can go shopping. But what else is there to do? So let's say you're at Disney Springs. There are any number of other activities to do. Right now, Disney Quest is still open.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a possibility. We know that's going to be closing. So if we're at Disney Springs, it's raining. Quick, what's your top thing to do? Maryland.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, if it's not shopping, Cirque du Soleil is another good way to pass the time. That's about an hour and a half show, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You're inside, you're out of the rain, you're catching a really unique, cool show that's unique to only Disney.
Right.
And you can always pretty much walk up and get tickets that day, so.
Okay.
You could also go down to House of Blues, maybe catch a
show.
Band.
Mm-hmm. Raglan Road, you know, if you're hungry, of course, it's
It's another option. Eat somewhere.
Eat somewhere, clearly. But Raglan Road has, you know, ongoing stage shows.
Yep.
So that's entertaining as well.
Catch a movie at AMC Theaters.
Catch a yeah.
Go
catch
to the movie. Go to the Dine Fork and was it Fork and Dine? Yeah, Fork and Screen, whatever it is.
Something.
The Dine-In Theater, basically. You
can also go bowling at Splitsville.
Splitsville. So, you can go bowling.
There's always something to do.
There is always something to do.
And at the parks, too, go on a longer indoor ride.
Right.
Go to Carousel of Progress. Go to Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Go catch a movie in Wonder Country.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, we covered very, very specific things here at Disney Springs. So, let's say we're at Epcot. It starts pouring. What do you do?
Mouse gear.
That's not shopping, all right?
So, if it's
something
shorter,
that's not shopping.
If it's a shorter storm, you could always go on Spaceship Earth. That's inside.
Right.
And it's a little bit of a longer ride.
Interventions,
you could go play around with that stuff.
Now, Ellen's Energy Adventure, that's like 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
So that'll cover most storms in Florida.
Yeah.
If you are perhaps on the other side, like at the Seas, go on the Seas with Nemo.
Yep. You can putz around the land for a while. You can there's a bunch
putz
of stuff.
Around the land for well, you can go on the land.
Well, no, there's also the Circle of Life movie.
Yeah.
There's Soarin, which you can wait. Well, actually,
well that's closed at the moment.
There's Sunshine Seasons Food Fair. There's a nice food court in there if you're hungry.
Speaking of the land, there's the Behind the Seeds tour. Now, a lot of these tours you have to book in advance, but Behind the Seeds does have great availability for walk-up, and it's inexpensive. I don't have the exact price in front of me, but you could
look
like $35,
$25, $25,
something like that, yeah. Something to that effect.
And if you're a DVC or annual pass holder, you get a discount.
Right. So you have that ability where if you are a fan of the land ride, then you can do that. Just jump on the land, run through it, you know, on the boat, you come off.
It drops get
you on
right
next,
by the...
Yeah, get on the next tour, which... the desk is right there near the queue for Soarin.
Yep.
And also they sell some interesting things like the little plants, the plant cuttings from the land.
Oh,
I have a plant here.
Dragon fruit one.
Right.
Right, yeah.
And it stayed the same size for 2 years right now. At any rate, but it's still alive. At any rate, so do a tour like that. That's something you could definitely do. Another idea is if you're in World Showcase, one of Merowyn's favorite things to do, go see one of the movies, right?
Yep.
So let's see, who has movies? China has a movie, I think?
France.
Canada.
And then there's the American Adventure show.
Right. So you see Voices of Liberty there as well. And one of my favorite things to do is in Mexico, go on the short little boat ride for Three Caballeros. That's inside.
And also, Mexico has one of the best little shopping areas, too. I love that little.
I like that little shopping
area.
I like
nice.
Cava del Tequila.
Well, that's another thing. Go
that's
ahead.
That's something else you can
drinks.
Do. Go buy some drinks.
Yeah. But the way that the little shopping area is set up in Mexico, it's like you go inside of the building.
It's
and
like a marketplace.
It's set up like a marketplace at night.
Yeah.
And it's really neat.
Yeah.
I bought a sombrero there. A little one.
Yes. Like an ornament type thing. So no particular order. If you're at Magic Kingdom. Okay, and you get caught in the rain.
Carousel of Progress.
That's a longer one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Filmer Magic, maybe?
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Because these are things that you could just get on. You don't need fast passes.
That's right. If you have to run somewhere quick, these are good ones to run to.
Right. You can't plan a fast pass for Thunderstorm. So these are things you really have little weight on.
And while Haunted Mansion is a shortish ride... The queue is underneath that really long awning, so if you're stuck in a line, that's not a bad line to be in.
Right.
Again, go to the Emporium, go shopping. That's the Emporium runs the entire length of Main Street on the, if you're facing the castle, the left side.
Right. If you're toward Fantasyland, go to Big Top.
Yep, you can go to Big Top.
Yep.
So there's plenty of places you can, Animal Kingdom is a tough one.
Animal Kingdom, well, let's see.
There aren't any really long rides.
Kilimanjaro Safari is... You're on a vehicle, but it's covered.
Well, not just that, but if it rains really hard, can the animals go hide?
I don't think so.
I don't know about that, but I mean...
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, if you get, like, a really good rainstorm, then you could...
Well, same is true for a Lion King.
Oh, I don't think you could go see the Lion King.
Lion King.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, it's Tough to Be a Bug.
It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Rafiki's Planet Watch.
That's
right.
All inside, except for the... Section.
The pet the goat thing.
Pet the goat part. And see the aardvark part.
That's right, Tales from the Abode.
Yeah.
Flights of Wonder.
Flights of Wonder when it reopens.
Hopefully when it reopens.
Well, that's the thing. They're putting in a permanent... So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but then the people in the show are out under the open sky.
Well, they may be renovating
that. They might
that.
Be putting that over it.
That seems to be the thinking, yeah. Anyway. Well, we'll have to see. But it's an idea.
So long story short, there's always something to do.
Yeah.
In the ring.
Well, we're trying to give them the idea of what to do.
Right.
Here's a thought. Indiana Jones Spectacular over at Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. That runs in the rain. Yes?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Part of that takes place underneath without the covering.
Okay, so that's amazing.
And especially the exploding plane bit. I don't know if they do that in the rain. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't.
I don't see why they wouldn't. It's propane. Mm-hmm. But what is a good option at Hollywood
Studios?
Well,
what used to be good about Hollywood Studios was the animation building, but now you can't. So I guess Launch Bay you could go in.
Right.
Check out the exhibits at the Star Wars Launch Bay.
Mm-hmm. I'm still bummed that now there's no drawing class.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to put that back somewhere.
It was popular. So. Yeah, you had people waiting for that.
Yeah.
Great movie ride.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Great movie ride. But Fast Pass, what do you think? Is that a necessity? Well, the thing is, if you're waiting on the queue, there's a lot of things to look
at. There's costumes and things that they have in the lobby there.
Right.
Again, if the queue happens to be longer, you're underneath either a roof or in the building for the entire time. So,
right.
Again, it's not a bad line to be stuck in
mm-hmm.
if it's raining. Muppet 3D, go check out the Muppets.
Okay.
Star Tours is a little too quick. I think you'd be in and out of there too fast if it's going to rain a good clip.
Not too many options now.
Or again, you know, if you have reservations and for eating somewhere and you happen to get picked the right time and it rains when you're going to eat, hey.
Well, that's a win.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. Well, let's see. So we pretty much covered all four parks and we did Epcot, right? We did Animal Kingdom.
Did Springs.
So there are definitely things. The best thing you can do, make sure you have a phone with MDE on it.
Yes.
So you can check wait times for various things. Jump on an indoor attraction. You know, I mean, Pirates is a great thing to do in
You get wet on that anyway.
Yeah,
you're going to get wet on that anyway now, since they changed the boats. But the line is very interesting. Peter Pan, since they changed... It has very long wait times lately, but it has a new queue that's mm-hmm. interactive. So that's definitely something you're going to want to check out anyway. You may as well get on it. And you missed that on the Fastpass line, right? And I think, does Winnie the Pooh have a very interesting one as well?
No, that's too short.
No?
The ride itself is like 2 minutes, and the queue is not very long.
Okay.
Small World, maybe?
If you're into that.
Yeah.
Personally, I would rather, you know, gouge my ears with churros, but...
churros?
Well, it's Disney. Well, I guess at Disney World, it's going to be like a turkey leg.
Turkey leg.
I don't know. Something.
They have mini churros now at Pecos Bill, so
you're good. Mm. One for each year.
Yeah.
So, at any rate, there's plenty to do in bad weather. You don't have to worry and think that your day's ruined. You have to, while we always advocate, when you're going to Disney to get the most out of it, you want to plan things out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always going to be unscheduled things, interruptions, so always leave yourself flex time so that you can do other things spur of the moment, and you can then return to your regularly scheduled ideas for your vacation.
And one thing too, if something unexpected does happen, don't get upset, just roll with it. I mean, you know, there's going to be little kinks here and there, unavoidable anytime, right. Anywhere. So, and again, I know, like I said last time, I know you spend years and months planning these trips, but you have to be prepared for, you know, the inevitable...
Right. It is the real world.
Or the inevitable timing mishap or what have you.
If a ride goes down.
Right, if a ride goes down. Just roll with it and, you know that Disney is doing their best to accommodate and fix whatever's going on. They can't control the weather, obviously, but, you know...
Yet.
Disney is not in a bubble.
Disney is not in a bubble.
As much as some people may think, it is not.
Disney does not have weather control machines yet. And they do still exist in the real world, so things do happen, which also means, you know, observe rules and advisories and things like that, and listen to cast members. And if you're wondering what a great idea to do, and you can't think of something, like I said, look on MDE, ask a cast member.
They'll be full of ideas for you.
Yep.
Before you start your day and you're still at your resort, ask someone at the front desk. They can definitely give you a list of things you can do.
That's right. And always check the weather reports.
Yep.
That way you know at least what to expect as a possibility for that day. If they're going to say it's going to rain all day, you'll know. Bring a poncho with you because you can still do most everything else in the park. If it's only supposed to be a slight chance, be prepared for it for a few minutes of rain. It's Orlando. It rains for 10 or 15 minutes and moves on. You might get another storm an hour later. You might get another storm 10 minutes later. Just be prepared for other possibilities. I think that's some really good advice.
There's plenty to do.
And no matter what, be happy because you're at the happiest place on earth.
Yes. What's this saying? A rainy day at Disney is better than a sunny day anywhere else. So
I can get behind that. Well, folks, that's been our latest episode number 4. For Yen Sid's Broom Closet. Be sure to follow us if you're not already, so that you are updated on our next podcast. Again, we're available on Podomatic, iTunes, and Stitcher. You can write us on Twitter. We are at Yen Sid's Broom, YenSids Broom, BROOM. We are available on Facebook, Yen Sid's Broom Closet. Okay, so it's facebook.com/YenSid'sBroomCloset. And you can write to us on Gmail at yensidsbroomcloset@gmail.com.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even really have to say much. I mean, if you're on Twitter or Facebook, just say hi.
Yes.
We'll say hi.
Let us know what your interests are. And as always, for our Mousetail section, we do welcome your interesting stories, questions. We'll answer them here on the air.
And one more thing really quickly, we are developing an actual commercial, but for those of you out there who do want to plan Disney trips, are a little bit overwhelmed and don't know where to start, I can help you out. Please contact me if you need any help or if you have any questions at all, simply about organizing a trip, how to get started, what resorts have to offer, anything, dining, you name it. My services are 100% free to you. I can help you with booking your Disney trip. Disney Cruise Line, Disneyland, Aulani, and Adventures by Disney. Give me a call, 732-898-2WDW or Merriwyn@MickeyTravels.com. Merriwyn. Yes, that is my actual real name. So,
yes, and if you look at our site on Podomatic.com, that's yensidsbroomcloset.podomatic.com. We do have links to Merriwyn's site on MickeyTravels.com, so you can ask for her directly that way.
As well.
And all she's right. on Facebook, too.
She's on Facebook as well.
MickeyTravels, Merriwyn, just put the words in, they'll come up with the page.
That's right.
MickeyTravels is one word, though. Don't put a spacer in there.
Right. I think that goes for any of the addresses we're giving you. No spaces, no apostrophes. That's obviously how the internet works. But I assume you know that since you're listening to this now. You found us. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you join us next time on Yen Sid's Broom Closet when we sweep out all the dirt on all things Disney. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.